Good morning.
Morning.
Our worship Advent begins with this thought from our Advent package, our daily devotional. Interesting, the writer this morning, Gentry Yerzak, writes, "When it comes to mind, what comes to mind when you hear the word worship? I hear music and I see my hands raised. And if I go on worshiping, my feet will be bare. My cheeks will likely be streaked in tears before it ends. Well, what happens when the music fades? The lights come on and you're back at work, at home with the kids. What happens when worship ends at church and life begins?" She writes in Romans chapter 12, Paul offers this idea that we should offer our bodies as living sacrifices. She says, "I don't know about you, but this calls to mind pictures of the tabernacle and the sacrificial lambs. It does not sound like an enjoyable way to live life, and yet Paul says that we become a living sacrifice, and that's our reasonable act of worship. I have found that humans are worship seekers. We're constantly worshiping something or someone. It's carved in our DNA. The question is, whom are we worshiping? And where are we spending our time and mental efforts? During this season of Advent, we can extend our worship of the Almighty God past Sunday morning into our everyday lives. We can worship God with our church families on Sunday and continue to worship Him all week by the fruits we bear. Remember, we're not dead. We are, as Paul calls it, living sacrifices to worship God with our thoughts, our actions, and our everyday. That is the inspiration and that is the motivation." She goes on to say, and I love that thought, that we are living sacrifices, holy and acceptable unto our Lord, which is our reasonable service. I just, the week has been one where we understand the power of what it means to be a living sacrifice. We come today to worship, second week of Advent, and we're drawing on all that God has given to us today is about joy, about smiles, joy, finding joy in everything. Today we're going to worship the Lord. Let's see, am I missing anything, John, for the opening?
Nope.
Okay, this new song, it's a worship song. It's by Chris Tomlin, I believe. It's called Joy to the World. There's an interlude in it that is a little bit more excitable. So when you get to that, if you're standing or sitting, whatever you're comfortable with worshiping, it's joy to the world, the Lord has come. But there's an interlude in it where he just celebrates God's goodness. And I pray that today we can be living sacrifices. We can worship the Lord because there is joy. And we'll celebrate that song.
Receive her King. Let
prayer time this morning. We want to keep Brother Louie in prayer. He is still in the hospital. We'll be there till Tuesday. My understanding is Louie has an infection, and they're trying to treat that. Suzanne was sure that he did not have a stroke. He's got some blockages, but he needs some prayers for physical healing. Who else are we praying for? Lots. Kathy White is home. She came home Wednesday. So she is at home now and doing well. We have a multitude of requests, people that are not with us. And I know Jackie's having some surgery tests coming up. Roxanne has some surgery coming up. We want to keep in prayer. Dave and Rita are heading back to 70 degrees and warm weather. God bless them. Short pants and t-shirts. They're going to enjoy this their last Sunday, and they'll be gone on to Florida, and then they'll be back maybe Easter time or whenever, April. Okay, so we'll pray for you guys for safe travels, and we'll miss you while you're gone, for sure. What else we got? Other prayer requests? I did my best this morning to get a couple of songs that you could sing along to. Advent.